From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. The Prime Minister of Tunisia went on state television today to announce a new government will be announced tomorrow. He and other leaders are attempting to bring stability to the country after the abrupt departure of the president Friday night, following weeks of anti-government protests. Eleanor Beardsley reports the people want a new government formed according to law.
I know that the prime minister was seen as sort of a technocrat close to Ben Ali, so people were not thrilled when he initially announced he was taking over, but he's not taking over anymore. The Speaker of the House is now interim president. People are okay with that because that's in the Constitution. One thing people seem to say is if it follows the Tunisian Constitution, we're okay with it, because apparently they have a good Constitution. It's just that their president, he was always amending it or not following it. So these two people are not superstar politicians that people love, but I think they can get the job done, which is to organize new elections and bring stability to Tunisia.
Eleanor Beardsley reporting from Tunis. In Afghanistan, at least 15 civilians are dead after two separate bombings. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports Afghan authorities are blaming Taliban insurgents.
In the southern province of Helmand, a car full of civilians touched off a bomb planted in the road, killing men, women, and children. U.S. Marines are fighting the Taliban in Helmand, but the insurgents prefer using bombs and booby traps instead of directly facing the Americans' superior firepower. Their bombs are often set off by indiscriminate triggers like pressure plates. Insurgents are blamed for more than three-quarters of the civilians killed in Afghanistan's conflict. A similar roadside bomb killed everyone inside another civilian car in the northern province of Baghlan, where Taliban activity has been on the rise. A spokesman for the Baghlan governor said the car carried mostly women and one child on their way to a wedding. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
Officials in Brazil now say more than 600 people have died in floods in a mountainous region north of Rio de Janeiro. Rescuers continue to dig up more bodies buried by rivers of mud. The deadly shootings in Tucson earlier this month have prompted calls to strengthen gun control laws. Senator Chuck Schumer of New York took that position on NBC's Meet the Press this morning.
Smart, rational gun control laws that protect the right to bear arms but have reasonable limits are the way to go.
On the same program, Republican Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma had a different view on the value of gun control laws.
They limit the ability to defend yourself, one, but number two is the people who are going to commit a crime or going to do something crazy aren't going to pay attention to the laws in the first place.
Schumer and Coburn did agree on one issue. They decided that they'll sit together during the State of the Union scheduled for later this month. Senator Mark Udall of Colorado had called for Democratic and Republican members not to sit along party lines but together as a show of unity after the Tucson shootings. This is NPR News. The Environment Minister of India has ordered the demolition of an upscale apartment building in Mumbai because it violates the country's coastal protection laws. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports from New Delhi. The building is at the center of a government corruption scandal.
The two-year-old building has apartments in it worth up to $1.8 million apiece. But that didn't stop the environment minister from ordering it to be torn down. The apartments were originally intended for war veterans and widows, but they were snapped up at bargain prices by senior military officers and powerful politicians. The chief minister of one of India's largest states was forced to resign when it was discovered that three of his relatives had been given apartments in the building. A lawyer for the building's residents says he'll appeal the ruling. The scandal is one of several that have shaken India's ruling Congress party. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, New Delhi.
Hollywood honors its own tonight with the Golden Globe Awards. The top honor is for Best Film Drama. The top contenders are believed to be The King's Speech and The Social Network. In professional football, the NFL playoffs continue today. The Seattle Seahawks are playing the Chicago Bears for a chance at the NFC Championship. The Bears are ahead 35-10 in the fourth quarter. New England Patriots host the New York Jets to advance in the AFC later tonight. The Pittsburgh Steelers won their shot at the AFC Championship by beating the Baltimore Ravens 31-24 yesterday. Also yesterday, the Green Bay Packers beat the Atlanta Falcons 48-21 to move into the NFC Championship game to be held next Sunday. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.
Support for